Thank you, Madam President. My delegation is taking a floor to refer to the statement made by the delegation of the United Kingdom. The Republic of Argentina rejects all and each of the affirmations contained in the statement of the UK that I just referred to and reiterates all the arguments and words expressed by our Minister of Foreign Affairs on 20th of February and reaffirms that the Malvinas Islands, South Georgia Islands, South Sandwich Islands, and surrounding maritime areas are an integral part of the national Argentine territory that have been illegally occupied by the United Kingdom since 1833 and are the subject of a sovereignty dispute recognized by the United Nations that qualifies the Malvinas question as a special and particular colonial situation. Now, we, having listened to the statement made by the UK, reiterate our request that Argentina international community are informed in an urgent way on the fate of 31 nuclear weapons that the United Kingdom sent to South America in 1982 during the conflict in the South Atlantic. How many kilotons were exactly transported and what was the specific risk for our region? Now, Madam President, I would like to clarify that just recently Argentina has learned about the actual size of the threat that was related to the nuclear weapons that were in that area and the depth charges that were used. And also, the United Kingdom has not worked with responsibility that corresponds to nuclear weapons states, having exposed the population of the island and of the region to the enormous threat just resulting from the transport of nuclear weapons to the conflict in the South Atlantic. Finally, I'd like to reiterate, as recognized by the United Nations in numerous resolutions, that there is a sovereignty dispute between my country and the United Kingdom over the Malvinas Islands, South Georgia and South Sandwich Islands, and the surrounding maritime areas. It has to be resolved in a pacific and negotiated manner. This situation is aggravated by the disproportionate and unjustified military presence of the UK that contravenes the resolution 4111 of the UN General Assembly. And I'd like to say that the question of self-determination is not applicable in this case. And it has been established that the inhabitants, the nations has not established that the citizens of the Malvinas have a right to self-determination. None of the resolutions of the generals and also none of the statements that were made by the Decolonization Committee that were related to the Malvinas Islands do not refer to this principle of self-determination. And the General Assembly in 1985 on two occasions rejected the proposal of the UK to include the principle of self-determination in a draft resolution on the question of the Malvinas Islands. A reference on the so-called right to self-determination by the population of the islands is not applicable to the case in question, and this was rejected on numerous occasions by the United Nations because the organization understood that a population that has been moved by a colonial power, and that is the case of the current populations, is not a population that enjoy a right to self-determination because it relates to the, so this is a population that is subject to was not subject to a colonial power. So in 1982, during the hostilities in the South Atlantic, Argentina was governed by an illegal and illegitimate military dictatorship that turned its back on the Argentinian peoples and removed itself from the traditional principle of Argentina in favor of a peaceful settlement of dissidents. And indeed, we are in favor for a peaceful solution of the question of the Malvinas Islands, a position that has been a constant of the foreign policy of Argentinian governments, democratic governments, and we have always been ready to continue bilateral negotiations to find a peaceful settlement of this dispute in line with the resolutions of the General Assembly and international law. Now, this commitment and also the commitment to respect the way of life of the inhabitants of the islands are also have been reflected in the most important statements and documents of Argentina, including the Constitution, with full respect.